Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not how it was supposed to go.
Oh. Okay.
You older cats were supposed to do what every generation before you did. You raise a family in a house.
Mm-hmm.
You get to an age where you don't need all that space. You sell the house to someone else starting a family. And you get the hell out of the way. And that's not happening. And it's got millennials and older Gen Zers ready to wage generational warfare.
Yeah, but you got no leverage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good luck with those stairs.
What? You're supposed to help me.
Leverage. Hope your life alert line isn't cut. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Not breaking news.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a house.
Yeah.
Cost is a major factor, but that's not the only issue.
What's going on?
There simply aren't enough homes for people who want to buy them.
Yeah.
So tell me, part of that is because we stopped building new homes after the 08 housing crisis.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Part of that has to do with private companies in bigger communities buying homes just to rent them out. But a massive issue has just shown itself.
Who was that?
In a recent study, one in three home-owning baby boomers say they have no plans to sell their homes in the next decade.
I ain't downsizing.
That's right. So, quick refresher. Right now, baby boomer would be defined as someone between the ages of 61 and 79 years old.
Yeah, me.
And over 30% of people who own homes between 61 and 79 say they are not going to sell.
It sucks going into a condo.
Oh, does it suck going
into
a condo?
Well, you know why? Because you got that homeowners association you got to listen to.
Oh, you mean the thing that you guys invented? That?
I don't want to be told what to do.
You think you're the president of the HOA in your neighborhood that doesn't exist.
But I can't smoke cigars outside. Oh, you know.
And by the way, the 70% that aren't, saying I'm staying put, it's not like they're ready to sell right now. They just think they may be selling their house within the next decade.
Okay.
So I want you to think about what I'm going to say if you are one of these people.
I'm thinking.
Get the hell out of the way!
But where there's no place to go.
Okay.
There's no condo.
So let's talk about that.
Right.
Because this is a legitimate problem that needs a solution. And I agree with you. Me just screaming in your face, get the hell out of the way, is not a solution, as frustrating as it is for younger people, millennials and Gen Zers listening to this show. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do you convince boomers to downsize and get the hell out so people that want to start families can buy these homes?
Wait, so you want like the family to come over and go, hey, you don't need all this fancy living?
That's probably not going to work.
Right.
What would it take? Tommy, what's it going to take to get you out of that house you don't actually own?
Well, like right now it's peak, right? Because your house is worth more than it's ever been. Right?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Way up in price. Right.
Sure, sure, sure.
But they're still not budging, which tells me it ain't about the money.
Okay.
It's about the comfort of still being in my house.
Yeah, you definitely need two empty bedrooms and a dining room that nobody goes in.
But, you know, it's your house. Everybody wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've lived there for 20, 30 years.
I'd love for you guys to go home. The big home in the sky. Go shake hands with Jesus and let me buy your damn house. All right, so let's talk about 50-plus communities.
Yeah.
Those look, these keep popping up. Those look pretty cool, don't
so,
they?
So, like, the villages down in Florida.
Well, okay, that's like the mecca.
The mothership.
Yeah. But, I mean, even
they're all over the country.
Here, though.
Even here in Rochester.
I feel like more and more are popping up, too.
But they're, like, smaller homes, or they're, like, connected townhouses and stuff like that with cart paths.
They have, like, amenities, like,
there's a clubhouse.
Pool. Yeah.
Oh, pickleball courts and ice cream machines. You can get a golf cart, drive
it's
it
like,
around.
It's like pre-nursing home.
Yeah.
Like,
looks
you're
great.
So close to going into a nursing home.
Get out of the way!
Yeah.
Go to one of these places.
Those are nice. Those are nice, but I don't want it. I'm not a social person. I want to walk around and do what I want to do.
All right.
But I wonder, though, like, people your age, though, they look in, like, these, they look at the homes that either they built when they were younger or they've been in, you know, for decades. Like, you got to figure, like, I would have thought that, like, the issues that you've had in that home along the way and, like, you know, just the little things here and there would start to build up to the point where, like, I don't want to fix that again. You know, I'm not going to outlive that fix to this house.
I think last hot water heater you're ever going to need.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You do, like, get to that point.
Yeah, like, I would just think, like, once those problems start to show up or have been showing up, you just want something new. You want out. You want somebody else. Like, leave these problems to somebody else.
So there's this company in Florida. It's called Del Webb. And they build these, like, planned communities for, like, they look pretty expensive.
Okay.
But when you see the ads, they really appeal to my wife, and they have I would never want to live in these places.
Why?
So is it, they look fabulous, the people are all beautiful, and you're taking sushi classes.
Wow!
And you're learning how wine is made, and everybody's biking and hanging out and playing cards and stuff like that. And my wife would love that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hang out with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So, my wife would go, yes. I'm like, that looks like a living hell to me.
Well, it is funny because, like...
I don't want to hang out with that guy. I don't like that guy.
By the way, nobody wants to hang out with you.
Good. Good.
But it's funny, the way those are being advertised, because you can also make the same argument. Like, there's that home here in Rochester, A Place for Moms.
Yeah.
Right? There's no
Screw Dad.
Yes, exactly.
F Dad.
Maybe they're advertising this way because they know women are the ones who are going to make this decision.
So they're all geared towards women. Even in the activities, everything. But, I mean, I think the husband's going, I don't want to do all that.
All right, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this new information that baby boomers right now, 30% of homeowning baby boomers say they do not plan to sell within the next 10 years, which is a major problem considering the housing shortage. Okay, you know what?
Right.
We tried to be nice.
Nobody coming in now like stormtroopers?
Well, no, we try to be nice. We try to offer you solutions, and you go, no, I'm not getting out of the way. So, Kimmy, there may be ways to get these people out.
So force us out.
Yes, without saying, get the hell out. And I have an idea.
Okay.
I think the smarter towns will incentivize older folks to move out by changing the way they do things.
The town?
Yes. Like, if I'm, I'll give you an example, Irondequoit. Not that that's, like, older than other places, because they're actually getting younger.
Yeah.
The older your population gets, the more your town suffers.
Yeah.
Right? Smaller school population.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, all that stuff. Okay, great. I want my town to get younger. Therefore, if I was the town supervisor, I'm going to start to increase taxes on stuff that benefits younger kids.
Increase the taxes.
Yes, and I'm dead ass serious. For example, a young family will happily pay more in taxes for a better school system, a splash park, free soccer leagues, football leagues.
Good for you.
But people like you, well, you know, I don't have kids. Even though I use this district for my kids' education background, I don't want to pay for that now.
I'll vote it down.
Okay. How about this? If I run this town, I allow more festivals and concerts past 8 o'clock at night. Maybe we have a
goddamn hootenanny booze fest.
Okay.
With you punk asses out there on your electric scooters.
Well, maybe then move to another town that
does. I'm finding marijuana cigarettes and spent prophylactics all over the sidewalks.
Well, then maybe move to a town that doesn't have that stuff. Maybe that.
But I built this house.
Did you build that house?
Well, I paid a guy to build it.
While you were going to night school.
And I checked on him constantly. And I was going to law school, and I had a job at Star Market.
Star Market. It benefits these villages and towns to get younger.
Yeah.
So maybe the key is to make things a little uncomfortable for the boomers that don't want to go.
But I know a guy. He's a younger cat.
No, sure.
But he's coming up.
Yeah. You know,
big shot now.
Oh, really?
Came into a little bit of luck.
Sounds like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the coolest. If I don't know what you call cool. He says he's never moving out of his house.
I'm never leaving, no.
So you are that guy. Like, At least I've moved around a little bit. You ain't
not
budget.
By choice, by the way. Every time you had to move, it was at gunpoint.
He does bring up a great point because you have taken that stance many times on this show.
Mister, I'm not budging.
I'm not
ever.
Going anywhere.
You're this guy. Okay, when you're going to be in that house for 50 years.
When I say I'm not budging, I mean I'm not moving just to move to bend to it, no, end up in a better
neighborhood. You told me. You ain't ever moving.
Yeah. Well, no, I said I'm going to die in that house, but I don't plan on living past 60. Nobody so it'll work
is.
Out fine.
Yeah, we all got that bit on FanDuel.
No, I mean, look, it's going to get to a point where when my kids are out of the house and it's just my wife and I, it's going to be too much house. I don't need all that space.
It is, but you're comfortable. Like, all your crap, and you're like, you're a semi-hoarder.
Yeah, you where's all that
you
stuff going?
You are packed to the rat. Every time when you tell me what your family buys, I don't know where you put it.
Oh, you don't? No.
You have years of hockey equipment, not from your kids, for you.
You come in here once a week, tell me something you just bought.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got this. Yeah. Oh, I'm going, what the hell is he putting it all? Oh. You've been talking like this since you were a kid.
Is that what I've been talking like? Yeah.
You are the only poor hoarder I've ever met.
Oh, we're called porters?
Porters. So you are that person.
Okay, I'm telling you, I will not be.
I'm not going to turn into that guy.
I won't. And it's funny.
I'm going to get out of the way for the next community, baby.
I love how you make this argument as the only boomer I know that doesn't own a home.
Yeah, I'm one of the good ones.
252 WCMF. A new study shows that 1 in 3 homeowning baby boomers say they have no plan to sell their homes over the next decade, which is a problem because the way our country exists.
And don't forget, we're living longer.
Yes, exactly. And that's just it. Like, that wasn't something we thought of moving forward. I mean, I get it. You had no plan to live this long.
No.
And nobody wanted you to live this long.
No, that's
true. And now there's no place for these kids to go. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. So, Duffy, I don't think you're looking forward enough in terms of, you know, with the boomers who are now having grandkids like I am. Now, I did my part 10 years ago after the divorce. The kids moved out. I the big 4-bedroom, you know, the 1-acre lot with the pool.
He had it all, baby. He was like Telly Savalas of his neighborhood. Players Club,
well, I
Grandma.
Mean, just, you know, you talked about this before, but just maintaining the pool is like a full-time job.
Yeah, it's I feel crazy. Really bad for you, man. I hear you.
But, well, and then there's 2 decks you got to seal.
No, I hear you. You got to feed the horses, and the caviar's going bad.
They had a double-decker.
On to my point, when I sold that place, I bought a place half the size, you know, still a nice yard, and, you know, why would I want to move to a condo where I got to park, you know, in a parking lot and walk 300 feet to get to the front door with my groceries when, you know, I can just stay where I'm at? I don't have rent. I don't have my expenses are low. Why would I go anywhere? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Once your house is paid for, just like you with your car, how long did you have your last car?
No, I get what you're saying. And look, Rammer, here's the thing. Like, you found a smaller place. You downsized, right? Like, you're still living in a home, but you downsized. You did what everyone else used to do back in the day.
Right, but now
he hasn't died yet.
Because now I've got grandkids popping out, and I don't have, you know, the big house for them to come hang out, swim in the pool,
sweet,
sleep over on the weekends, you know. I don't have the room for them anymore.
And who doesn't want to hang out with Grandpa Rammer?
Well,
Grammar.
My
Grammar.
Grandpa Rammer. And you just, as you get older, your views change. Again, once, I don't know, maybe your house is already paid for, but once it's paid for and you look at the cost of moving to a new place or, you know,
the cost,
renting
man.
A place
the
where
rent.
You've got, the, you know, all the amenities, you just don't want to do it.
All right, Rammer, I get what you're saying. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love how you're laughing at him.
Yeah.
He is making all of the points you just made.
I know.
But let's talk about...
seal the deck.
All right, so going along...
Polish the patio.
Going along Rammer's logic there. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Steve just said their houses are probably paid off to that point. This is on Instagram. Said it would be way too expensive to live anywhere else. It would be a cheaper fix for water or roof than a retirement home. But what's the point? Counterpoint to that. What's the point of building all this equity in a home you've owned for 30, 40, 50 years if you're not going to use it?
Well, I guess you pass it on to your kids. Like if you croak...
Yeah,
the kids get the estate.
No, that's going to be great where they can own their first house at 43.
Yeah, but you know what? I do think you're going to see that more and more, people passing their homes down. Like, it's going to be a generational house. Yeah.
Okay, but there's
you,
two.
Yeah, I think she's right.
But there are two major problems with that.
Okay. Yeah.
One, it means that if your parents don't own a house, you might be effed.
Yeah.
And two, it means that your children yourselves, even though they have a house potentially waiting for them or equity in a house potentially waiting for them, can't really start that homeowner lifestyle until they're mid-30s to mid-40s.
Yeah, but you're starting out.
That way anyways.
with a nice house that's paid off.
No, you're not starting out because you're halfway through your life.
So yeah, I know, but maybe you'll live longer. You lay out the, you know, all the refined foods.
I know multiple people who've bought homes from family members, whether it was their grandparents or their parents.
Okay, but how old were they?
30s.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, the average age.
That was the only way they were going to get a house.
And that's what I'm saying there, right? Like, you, the boomers, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and scream you're a bunch of lazy bums that don't do anything, buy a house and contribute to society, and then be like, oh, by the way, I'm keeping this.
Yeah.
This thing that you could buy is mine. I'm keeping it.
I mean, look, the dream is, like, somebody my age, you cash out.
Yeah.
You go to Florida, you get the nice condo, and you ride it out. Like, that's the dream.
Sure.
But that's hard to do now.
Oh, is your horror?
It is.
Is it really hard with all the head? You guys had every break along the way, and you're going to look us in the face?
Hey, we made these breaks, buddy.
No, you didn't. Your parents did.
Well, somebody did it. And you never met them, so it doesn't count. But that's like, what you want to do. But, like, even you can't even do that because, like, the prices in Florida are so high.
Oh, yeah. Whose fault is that?
The Floridians.
Your fault.
Well, how did I do it?
Your generation's fault.
I left Florida.
Uh-huh. And that's when the prices started going up. He's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Happy days are here again. All right. I will finish the break with this simple suggestion.
What's that?
All right, you ready?
Who's never going to do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Get out of the way!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to a concert has become a slow descent into madness.
So what's going on?
Well, gone are the days of the $10 general admission. Yeah. We know that, right? Now, to even have a chance to purchase tickets at hundreds of dollars the day they come out, you have to belong to some insider's fan club to get pre-sale access to ensure that there's even a ticket for you.
Mm.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
But let's say you wanted to avoid all that.
What do I do?
Well, you can get the live music experience from the comfort of your own home without the massive price tag.
Fantastic.
Well, it turns out, even that now might also really suck.
What's the problem?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right in. Kimmy over here has a husband who loves the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
Yep. Big Deadhead.
Massive Deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone to the Sphere not once, but twice.
Three times.
Wait, he's been to Las Vegas to that big bubble thing?
Yeah, so he went the first time. We went together, and then he went back a year later and went one night and then decided he wanted to go to the second night, so he bought a ticket.
So he's gone to three Sphere
shows. He's been to three Dead & Company shows at the Sphere.
Okay, and I can respect the man's passion.
Yeah,
and I think he's seen him like locally, too, when they came a couple years ago.
But Kimmy, you know this because you guys share a bank account.
Yeah.
That gets expensive.
Not cheap. Right? Not cheap.
And it ain't like, you know, the 70s. He's got a job. He can't follow the dead around hoping for a miracle. So... Kimmy, he's not going to be able to go to every live show.
No.
But the Dead have presented an option for people that can't travel with them anymore.
Yeah. So they did a big show, I guess, last weekend. It was like some anniversary, a big like 3-day show in San Francisco.
Damn. So expensive town.
Obviously, not only an expensive ticket, but an expensive expensive travel, all that.
So he's going?
No, it was last weekend. Oh. They're
probably still playing.
So he was, reading all the stuff leading up to it. He was like having really, really bad FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Then this other option presented itself. Apparently, you could pay $40 to watch one of the nights of this show live.
Like on your TV?
Yes.
So you can buy a ticket to stream the show.
You can buy a ticket to stream the show,
which is a great solution. But it costs $40
a night. $40
a night.
And you don't even get the whole festival. You get one night of the show.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I can't figure out what bothers me more here, that they are charging $40 to watch
I don't even know if it came to 40 total, if there were like extra fees tacked on. I don't know what the total was.
Let's just stick with 40.
Okay. Right.
The fact that they are charging $40 mm-hmm. to watch a live concert, I don't know if that bothers me more, or the fact that your husband was willing to pay.
Yeah, but he loved it. He loved every second of it.
Yeah, but after you've been, I mean, he's been to some cool shows.
Yeah.
That would like suck to me. Like,
yeah, but I think he felt like he was a part of it or he wasn't missing it. I don't know.
So if you wanted all three nights, you were spending
a lot of money.
They may have
songs.
Offered they may have offered a lower price package if you bought the whole thing, but still, yeah, you're paying well over $100 for it all.
Okay.
Just to watch it on television. Yeah. I thought something like that would be like $10.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Like,
exactly
like renting
price.
A movie like on.
No, I'm with you. Like,
demand.
The price of a movie rental.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I hear this story. It sets up a dangerous precedent.
What's that?
Well, look, Tommy, the fact of the matter is the biggest shows, even when it's a city-to-city tour, are hard to get tickets
to.
Whether it's pop shows like Taylor Swift or Beyonce, rock shows like The Stones or Bruce, those tickets sell out in an instant, and the secondary market prices get obscene. So we know that there is a market for live-streamed events.
Yeah.
But that price point, $40 a night.
He split it with a buddy.
Seems ridiculous. And by the way, it's not just the Dead that are charging that much. So Ozzy Osbourne passes away 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he did his final show in Birmingham 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
To stream that show was $30. And that was just the stream. They also offered a $64.98 package.
What do you get with the package?
A t-shirt on top of the stream.
Oh. Wait.
Okay.
So I could put on my t-shirt.
Well, you probably
sit on
don't
my
even
couch.
Get the t-shirt yet.
Yeah, t-shirt probably comes after the
show. Oh. Yeah. I don't even get that t-shirt to watch during the show.
I'll be fair, maybe the t-shirt came ahead of time. Right. But the point I'm making, and yes, I get that it's Ozzy's final show, and it's this massive, you know.
But again, it's $30.
It's $30. Yeah. And even more mind-blowing, not to show my age, you don't even get a hard copy of the concert.
Yeah, it's gone.
Because like there are plenty of artists over the years who made a quick buck doing live albums. Bob Seger, Peter Frampton became stars with their live albums.
Yeah, they do.
Right? But you were actually buying the album, and you could bring it with you to play it wherever you want.
Yeah.
It's not the same like with something like this. Like, well, I mean, Kimmy.
So it's gone. Yeah.
I mean, I would understand, Kimmy, if your husband paid $40 for that one night of show,
yeah.
and then he got an audio file of the show that he could put on his phone.
Oh, like he got something to keep afterwards.
Yes. I mean,
yeah.
It's still ridiculous, but whatever. You're just watching it live for
$40. Yeah, I don't know if you could watch it again after. Or
it's like watching the Bills.
Works. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I don't have to pay $40 to watch a Bills game.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy's husband, massive Deadhead, wanted to catch this festival they were playing out in San Francisco 2 weeks ago. And he wasn't able to go to San Francisco. He discovered they were live streaming the event, which got him very excited. And to live stream a Dead concert one night of this 3-night festival, they charged $40 to watch the concert on TV. You're not even getting good audio off of your TV, not to be that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Worked for him.
Shelly writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm going to read it the way I assume she's writing it.
This is Shelly.
This is Shelly. No one has any problem paying $40 or more for a large pizza and wings, but to enjoy a show for $40 seems like a pretty good deal to me. You don't have to deal with traffic. Literally, you just get a pizza and wings and $40. Think of how much money they made on that stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's the greed that bothers me.
Mm.
No?
No, you're right. I mean, it's just a camera setup.
And look, I get that the traffic for a concert can suck.
Sure.
There's
going to be other expenses with the concert.
But when I'm paying for a concert ticket, I'm not just paying to hear the music. I am paying for my experience.
Yeah.
I am having an evening out with my friends or my significant other. I am sitting in...
You're in the element.
Yes, and I'm sitting in a room with these people who I adore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I go see the Dead... Whichever member of the former Dead are playing in Dead & Company that night, they're right there. If I go see the Stones, Mick is squawking around in front of me.
Yeah.
I can just turn on YouTube and watch it.
And the other thing is, like, with bands like the Grateful Dead, you know, the main artists are gone. So you're really watching...
Well, I think Bob Weir, that's the...
Okay, but it's essentially, it's a cover band.
Well, yeah, but you're also getting John Mayer. John Mayer's kind of formed his own version of it. So right, I think a lot of people actually go for John Mayer.
But I'm not even getting, like... You can't, obviously, because the main guy's gone. I'm just paying for a cover band to keep the image going.
Yeah.
And
they're very successful.
I get it because people just don't want to let it go.
Well, it's also, you know, there's
They've done a good job, though, of kind of making it its own new thing.
They've done a brilliant job because it's more successful now than when the dude was alive.
Yeah, right.
That's not true. They had ties back then.
They did have ties, which really was, they sold them at Macy's.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the biggest sellout of that band.
Oh, here we go. Bro, you can't say sellout in that shirt.
What are you talking about?
I was driving in today.
Yeah.
Saw a Deadhead sticker on our Cadillac.
What'd it say?
The Dead. You know, this is all thanks to COVID, what's happening here. When the world shut down, these companies realized we'd pay money to sit in our houses and watch our favorite artists on a screen.
Well, you can thank sports for that, because sports pulled that off. Well, sports pulled that off, where you're watching... The Lakers play on a TV set.
Yeah.
And it worked.
But again, I mean, most of that is still free. Yes, you have to pay for streaming services, but I've never paid.
Extra.
Yeah, to watch just
for one thing.
An individual game. I mean, I guess you can make the argument this goes back to pay-per-view and boxing. When that started, it was
over. That was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people would go to a building to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a movie theater.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, I mean, again, like, that was a one-night event. Right. You know, it's Ali Frazier. It's Tyson Douglas. Yeah. I guess that you didn't care about that one at the time.
I'm surprised they don't do this with all their concerts.
Oh, I think they do.
Like, where I could just pay. I can't go to, you know, Red Rocks in Colorado, but I can pay. Do they do that now?
So this company, whatever he went through, it's called, like, Nugs.net or something.
I'm going to trust that place with my credit card information.
But they do all live shows. Like, they do some of the biggest shows. And I don't know if that's, like, the standard price or if it varies based on the artist. I don't know.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you can stream a lot of shows.
If you're living in the middle of nowhere and can't get to this stuff, I get it. But you're still getting boned, to your point.
No, I think that the idea of a live stream concert is good. Let's use Taylor Swift, for example, because that was the hottest ticket last
summer. You can't get in.
You can't get in, and she's going to do a show every night. If you offered $10, I can watch every Taylor Swift show, and just give me the feed from the Jumbotron that she's going to be playing off of, that's awesome. That is fantastic.
But they know you'll pay $50 to look at that Jumbotron at your home.
It's highway robbery, man. We got more Instagram messages coming in. I am very surprised. I thought that folks would be like, yeah, this is BS, but no.
Great, they're ponying up.
Well, Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. You guys realize movie rentals at home are now $15 to $30 to rent a movie.
No.
Yeah, but they are.
No, he's right. When it first releases, it's usually over $10.
But again, like, that movie isn't being performed live every single night.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
True.
And there aren't other people watching that movie in person that are also spending a fortune to do it. You don't need to charge this much money, especially when you're already trying to charge me $200-$400 for a seat to go see him live.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Like, if I had the opportunity to watch, I don't know, the Avengers in person for $1,000, okay, charge me the $30, whatever. You know what's going to save this? Keep this from happening?
Well, it's happening.
More?
Yeah.
Streaming services buying up the rights to live concert events.
Oh, well, didn't... I think Hulu.
You guys on the Hulu?
Hulu had Lollapalooza where you could stream stuff live.
Was it free?
They didn't charge you.
Well, it's not free because you're paying.
Well, but free with the service.
Yeah. But you probably had to buy their Hulu Plus to get that package.
No, it's just Hulu. Just Hulu.
He wants to be so bad for other reasons.
I mean,
too.
With the
let's all be back together.
They whack you on the plus.
Well, you get it, but you get the ads probably in between. Oh. That's the difference. But yeah, like I've noticed some streaming services will have like those big festivals, like Coachella, Lollapalooza. What are the Bonnaroo stuff okay. like that? So they do. There are streaming services that have bought the rights to those.
But I mean, the next step would be, you know, Netflix presents Taylor Swift,
yeah.
or A Night with the Stones presented by Amazon Plus.
That's going to happen.
Oh, it's surprising it hasn't yet. Because I mean, I would assume that would get a ton of views, unless the artist wants so much money for the rights to stream it that it's not worth it to these.
I mean, it's going to happen to sports. It's going to happen to the Super Bowl. Eventually, it's going to go to the highest bidder.
You're saying that people are going to have to pay to watch this?
Oh yeah.
There's no chance. The advertising makes too much money.
But they'll sell you the advertising is already built into the stadium.
Man!
You know it's coming.
I mean the commercials. You can't charge $1 million every 20 seconds if you're charging people to watch a Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying is a service will buy it, and then you'll watch it like when you watch the Bills on Peacock.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Amelia writes us on Instagram, I think the only way I'd pay for a stream concert is to watch a party of some sort. You're still paying for an experience like in person.
What parties?
No, like it's a party atmosphere. Oh. Like you're going to have a party and we're going to watch the concert.
I'm going to watch people have fun.
All together.
Yeah.
I see.
All right, so we're learning more about Nugs.
That's the service you were on?
Yeah. It's the whatever service my husband streamed through.
Sounds like a porn site.
Everything sounds like a porn site.
Well, you know what I mean, man.
No, I don't. Explain.
I can't. I'll get delayed.
So Morgan writes us, it's a lady Morgan, she looks younger, and I'm going to assume that she's into jam bands because her picture is her lying on a mountainside with a dog.
Yeah.
That screams, I'm going to see fish this weekend.
She knows Nugs.
She says, I pay for a subscription for Nugs. You get a live video and audio file stream at any time. Okay, so you can listen back.
So you can subscribe.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
But maybe that comes with a subscription, not like the one-time purchase. I don't know.
Gee, you got to get the plus. You're going to get Nug Plus.
That's what Tommy was bitching.
Then you get
about
the porn.
I am surprised my husband's not subscribed to that.
Well, no, don't tell him.
Oh, I'm not telling him.
How much
he's
is
at
it,
work right now, so I don't know.
How much is it monthly?
If one concert's $40, I don't know what a monthly price would be.
So Nicholas writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF.
Nicholas. Yeah, Nicholas.
It does say Nicholas. It doesn't say Nick.
Yeah, he's a Nicholas.
But again, he is sitting in what looks like a giant concert venue, so he also looks like he's going to see fish this weekend. Mm-hmm. He says, the Nugs app is fantastic. I have a yearly subscription plan. I stream shows all the time. It's the music app for live music lovers. Are you trying to get me to do a live read for the Nugs app? Because you tricked me, Nicholas.
Yeah.
You did it. I mean, I got a lot of people writing that it's the same for pay-per-view sports. Fine.
Yeah. Pony up.
Is there any artists that you would pay to see live? Because just because you know it's a big show.
I would pay. I'm not paying more than like $15. I'm not.
I think I would get bored after a while. Sitting in my house watching it.
But you don't like going to the shows because of like, you know,
true.
Your little baby ewes. But I would think that you actually would, this would be something good for somebody like you who just wants to sit in the comfort of their own home and take it in.
Right.
All right, Tom brings up one really good question before we move on here.
Which toe I'm shaming.
Well, because we're trying to look at the future here as we talk about Kimmy's husband paid $40 for one night of a music festival that Dead & Company was performing in San Francisco on a stream. $40 for one
$40.
Night.
$40!
Tom writes, what about bands that are selling VR concerts? Are we willing to pay for that?
What is that?
Virtual reality. You put on the headset and you look around and it's like you're in the show.
The hell I want to.
I would try it once. Seems like an interesting thing to do.
Put that jerk thing on.
Hey, look at me. I'm not really here, but I'm here. What is that?
So sports have started to do this too. For example, the Knicks offered a couple of games last year where if you put the VR headset on, it was like you were sitting courtside and the game was actually happening.
Okay.
So it's like you look left and Spike Lee's like, stop looking at me.
What?
Would you? I mean, what are you willing to pay for that? It's a more immersive experience.
Yeah.
But how do you do that with somebody else in a room? Like, you'd have to do that by yourself, or you'd all have to have one of those headsets.
It would be weird. Yeah, you would have to.
Let's say my wife and I want to do that. We both have to put them goggles on?
Yeah, I mean.
And then when I look over, do I see her, or is Spike Lee now?
Spike Lee's like, stop trying to
kiss me. I'm now dating Spike Lee.
Get your hands off my thigh, man.
And I don't know if he's into that.
I mean, the VR concert is an interesting idea. Because you're not just paying for the video and the sound, you are then paying for an immersive experience.
That's got to be super ass expensive.
And you also
got to have them goggles.
Yeah, that's just it. The equipment
for them goggles.
Really expensive.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get it for my brother for his
Ryan?
Housewarming present. Oh. And then I was like, I don't love you that much.
Can you set them for buffet?
Stop nodding on the goggles, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The good news?
What's the good news?
Heading out to Orchard Park tomorrow for the first preseason game of the year.
So exciting.
Just got a hell of a lot more affordable.
Nice.
The bad news? There's probably a pretty good reason for it.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. Your Buffalo Bills take the field, kind of real, for the first time tomorrow, 1 o'clock, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Former Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll and the New York Giants come to town.
Okay.
So it was announced yesterday by head coach Sean McDermott.
What do you say?
Josh Allen will not play in the Bills' only home preseason opener.
Oh.
Which, Kimmy, kind of sucks.
It does. I thought they'd give him a drive, right? Like, at least coming out of the gate, but all right.
But that's fine. Yeah. Let's keep him in bubble wrap.
They're playing it safe.
I'm fine with him not taking a snap all preseason, but that's a whole other debate.
All right.
So, Tommy, a month or two ago, the get-in-the-door price for this preseason game was over $100.
Damn.
And you have the end of the stadium.
The end of an era.
It's Kids Day, which is always massive at the stadium. And you have the fact that you have the reigning MVP, Josh Allen.
Right.
Over the last couple of weeks and yesterday after the announcement, ticket prices have plummeted. If you want to go to this game tomorrow, the get-in-the-door price is about $20.
So nice. People have lost their ass. If you bought these tickets and now you're trying to sell them, you spent $100 and now they're worth 20?
Who knows if anyone spent $100? Yeah. That's what people were asking.
That's what they wanted. Yeah.
I'm assuming these people that are selling these tickets for $20 are season ticket holders that don't want to go to the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Just see what they can get for them.
This is their only home preseason game?
Yes, the Bills have only played one home preseason game the last like 5 years.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you a question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We know the excitement around this team.
Oh, sure.
Right? Training camp tickets gone instantly. They sold out the 40,000 people at that practice the other day.
Mm.
Right? You're not going to see Josh, but you get the game day experience.
Yeah,
it's going to be 90 degrees.
Nice.
But it's designed for your kids to enjoy. It's Kids Day. Is it worth the trip out to Orchard Park on Saturday?
I mean, to let the kids run around.
90.
Yeah, but kids can run around in the heat, right?
90.
I don't know.
So I took my daughter, like one of the first years I took my daughter to this, my youngest one, she got sick because it was so hot.
Oh.
Like she threw up in the car.
All right, so no.
Just thinking.
Okay.
Hydrate is what I'm saying. If you're going to go, you got to hydrate. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is $20 ticket worth a Bills 90 degree preseason game?
I mean, if this is the only game that you're going to take your kids to or give your kids this experience, it's a good experience for your kids because you're likely not taking them during the season. I know some parents are a little weary of that just based on how crazy the perception is.
Okay, so
you can leave early if you don't. I mean, you got nothing to invest in the game. You see a half and go home.
Well, all right.
It's too hot.
You don't have a ton invested.
So right.
You're not thinking about the side money. I know we're talking a lot about money this morning.
Yeah.
So $20, let's say you get a, I'm looking at the $23.
Yeah.
So let's say you get $23 times four for your family. All right, so that's about $100.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be minimum $40 to park. Minimum.
Yeah.
All right, so $40 on that. Kimmy's right. You can't bring kids into the stadium at 90 degrees without buying drinks and something to eat.
Right.
So let's add another $30 to $50 on that. I mean,
ahead?
No, I'm maybe in total. Actually, depending on what you're buying.
Jesus.
You're buying a full meal.
Couple snacks, yeah.
I mean, these trips are expensive.
I'm out.
And that's, by the way, and we stop there.
Before you take them through the Bills store.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's if you get out without spending any.
We're staying home and watch Dead and Company.
By the way, the game is televised locally.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, for
13?
Free. 13? Yeah. Eight?
I think eight.
Oh. Eight, yeah. And nationally on NFL Network.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so you can make a sign that says NFL Network on it, maybe get your kid on TV. So I'm taking my family tomorrow.
This sounds like a dud game, then.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
I mean, no Josh, though, you know.
Yeah.
But you're still, I mean, they're all in the uniform. Josh will be on the sideline.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, what do you, like, Kimmy's right. Like, this is the cheapest ticket by far to get into the building.
But it sounds like it's going to be a dud, bro.
Well, it's a preseason game.
I mean, you don't even get, like, get the excitement of Josh going out there for a series.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm more disappointed by.
What's that?
I love preseason football. We've talked about this before. Yeah. It's like, to me, it's the ultimate reality television because some of those guys out there, like,
playing for their lives.
Yes, right? You're either going to make $750,000, $800,000 this year or work at FedEx. Yeah. And FedEx is a fine job, but you'd probably rather be making $800,000 a year. I love the fourth quarter of preseason football. But what sucks about this game, the other great part about preseason football is getting to see rookies in their first game.
Yeah.
And like when you have a big star coming to town, like for example, Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders, will be starting at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this weekend because of a whole bunch of quarterback injuries.
Yeah.
The Giants, I'm not excited about any of the
Jackson
Giants.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart, quarterback.
So the Giants are like the worst team in football, right? Or got to be close?
They would have been had they not won one of their final games and lost the ability to draft first overall.
Oops.
Like, okay. I wanted to see, like, a hot shot rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Still see some.
But they didn't even have that?
No, it's Russell Wilson, veteran.
Oh, man, he's still kicking around.
He's a giant. Yeah. Jameis Winston is the backup.
Wait, he used to be with us?
No.
No.
Where was Jameis Winston?
He was.
Oh, is he even in Tampa?
He was in Tampa.
Okay.
I would understand why you.
Seminole.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd understand why you get Tampa and Buffalo confused, though.
Hey, I got there.
He was in Cleveland.
But those guys have been knocking around forever.
Oh, yeah, they're both veteran quarterbacks.
They're bums.
But that's what I mean. Like,
it's a bum bowl.
Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston.
Mitch the Bitch is going to be out there.
I like Mitch Trubisky.
I know you do.
Like, as a person, not as a quarterback of an NFL franchise. Like, if he's our quarterback.
The Mitch Bowl.
And, like, we don't even get to see our first-round pick, Kimmy, because he's hurt.
Yeah.
James Cook isn't going to play because he's still in his holding.
I don't think they're playing really any. You may see starters for maybe a quarter.
And Khalil Shakir's hurt. He wouldn't have played had he been ready to go.
This is like not worth even a peek.
Man, you really know how to sell a game, huh?
Who's watching?
Not worth a peek, man.
It's a bunch of no-names playing for sandwiches.
Well, that's usually what you're watching for anyways when you're watching preseason football.
They're in the helmets. They're in the uniforms. You're in the stadium. They got the music playing. Oh, there's the old man wave.
That's where Buffalo Joe came from, you know?
Yeah, Joe Andreessen. She's right. There's going to be someone potentially on this Bills roster that surprises and makes this team based on their performance there. But
there's always a surprise.
You probably have to watch till the end.
I got to sift through everything to wait for precious moment.
I got a busy Saturday at 1 o'clock. What the hell are you doing? Dying?
What?
Just fingers crossed.
1 o'clock's a weird time of the day.
You mean like when they always start football games?
I hate the 1 o'clock game. Give me the 4.
4 o'clock is the worst start.
No, it's cocktail hour, leading into dinner.
No.
It's like, it's nice. What?
No.
No, no.
No, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Cole writes us, and it's Cole with a K. So you know that guy sucks. Right. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, you're a hater. Jackson Dart, the second quarterback taken in the draft, and you're hating him. I'm sure a lot of people are there to see him.
This is the kid from the Giants?
Yeah,
he just got drafted.
Yeah, a lot of people there for the
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart experience. Cole, all right, you know, Tommy's our football expert. Here's how we'll know if people are there to see Jackson Dart. Where did Jackson Dart go to college?
This is so crazy. He went to Dartmouth. They called him the Dart of Dartmouth. I have no idea.
No way. Kimmy, do you remember where Jackson Dart went to college? He might have came from the South.
All right, can I take a shot?
Go ahead.
Not Alabama.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Georgia.
No.
Is he at Kentucky?
Nope.
Where was he?
Ole Miss. Jackson Dart. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Rebel. Right. So, yeah, no one in the room knew where he came from. A lot of people.
I just remember the name.
That hot Jackson dart action.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.